I told Jane the story, he says. As I spoke, I realized that something was all wrong. I possessed everything I had ever dreamed of, but I felt very sad and hopeless. What was worse, I knew it would never change. Then, in the early 1980s, a doctor friend invited Stan to dinner. The friend said he had been using cocaine as an antidepressant. He described it as a marvelous non-addictive drug. Stan decided the drug might be just right for his own depression. From the instant I snorted the first line of cocaine, I was addicted, says Stan. It gave me poise, confidence, happiness, things I had believed money should buy. It made me seem a better person, a better talker, a better dentist. At first, Stan did not believe that he was doing anything wrong. I thought I had finally found an antidepressant drug that raised me from my misery. It angered me that such a wonderful drug would continue to be outlawed. 2 years after Stan's introduction to cocaine, his insulation from the world of street addiction was knocked asunder when his physician friend was murdered. A week later, Stan walked out of his dental office and never returned. At the time, I believed I could not deal with the pressures of my practice, but that wasn't it. I just needed more time for my addiction.